Unit 12, Remote Work for Design Teams. Design in a Remote World. Creativity and collaboration have long been colored by iconic images evoking a high degree of physicality. The team huddled together in a messy studio space, collaborating with expressive gestures and visual props, like sticky notes or whiteboards. The air is electric, the ideas fly, and the flow unstoppable. It's a deeply appealing image, even aspirational, touching on core aspects of the human condition, the desire to connect and create. For designers, the pull of this image can make the transition to remote work jarring at first. Much of the user experience we associate with creativity and collaboration are now different in a distributed environment. The good news is that neither creativity nor collaboration are weakened by distance, merely altered, and the conditions that make them possible remain the same. Successful collaboration still depends on trust, psychological safety, and the open exchange of diverse ideas, perspectives, and expertise. Similarly, the creative process doesn't recognize the boundaries of a studio space or office building. It still involves the same age-old cycle of research, ideation, prototyping, testing, and iteration. The difference is that it requires new tools to replicate certain activities in a digital environment. But while remote work doesn't change the fundamental nature of creativity or collaboration, it does more quickly amplify flaws in culture, process, or leadership that already exist. The physicality of us being together in the same space can be a cheat sheet, says Stephen Gates, head design evangelist at Envision. What remote work does is show a lot of your organizational sins if you haven't been doing the right thing. Teams that lack trust or psychological safety will need to be more deliberate about building relationships and creating safe space for collaboration. Silos that may have been softened by co-location will concretize in a remote environment unless teams are proactive about being inclusive. And teams that previously navigated the product creation lifecycle by happenstance will discover the need to define and advocate for a shared creative process more explicitly. In this sense, the transition to remote work isn't just a challenge to be solved, it's an opportunity to improve. Remote work can help strip away the cover and camouflage of problems that were previously concealed in an office environment. The teams that take the time and energy to address these problems will emerge all the better for it, and discover a host of additional benefits besides. Right people, right tools. Critical to success is ensuring you have the right people working to solve problems together. Traditionally, this meant designers working alongside developers and product managers. But we need to look beyond this core group and be more inclusive. We need more roles to bring their hard-earned perspective to the experience creation process. Take a look at the end-to-end customer experience and document all the parts of business that help make that happen, from marketing executives near the beginning of the experience to the day-to-day use, which likely involve customer success managers and different levels of customer support. When we work remotely, our day is typically filled using applications to connect and collaborate. For example, Zoom, Freehand, Slack, and Google Docs. And it begins to feel like everything we do needs a tool in the form of another application. I'm here to remind you that is not the case for design. We have a powerful toolkit that enables us to understand people, validate the problem to solve, find needs to fill, and create innovative solutions that customers want to use. Your most powerful tools don't require software, they require people. Design thinking should always be your primary toolkit, working remotely or not, and you should know all of your stakeholders' voices to create the right, user-centered experiences. Get to know these folks and invite them into your team to hang out. Don't know who these people are? Go find them. Don't wait for them to find you. You're the designer. Stay curious. Lastly, do what you can to make sure everyone has access to the same tools and information. Few things are as challenging as not knowing what you don't know that you don't know, because in the remote workplace, it's difficult to stumble upon answers to questions that you don't know to ask. All of this will help you promote and foster a creative work environment beyond the virtual borders of design. Share your knowledge and be an open book. The secret sauce is never in the what or the how, but the who. If you are known as the person who brings everyone together to solve problems, then you may have 99 problems, but working remotely won't be one. Think inclusive, be inclusive, work inclusively, design inclusively.